All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. This is going to be a great show. We are talking about streaking. Isn't that exciting? We are talking about the science behind streaking and why streaking is so important when it comes to an effective journaling practice and just overall behavior change and trying to shift into healthier, you know, life-giving goals. And we're talking about it because this season, we're going in a little bit deeper when it comes to the importance of a journaling practice and how life-giving it can be and how transforming it can be for your life, really, overall. And with our journal, the one that I've created, streaking is actually part of the daily journaling practice. Now, this journaling practice is more of a bullet journal, but it also has prompts and kind of walks you through elements of the day, allowing you really to pause and reflect and go a little bit deeper. But one of the first things that you do as you engage with your journal on a daily basis is you are streaking. So what is streaking? Let's just talk about that. What the heck is streaking? And you can think about it as like a baseball streak, right? So a streak is like winning consecutive games, you know, one after another, and the momentum that that offers, okay? You just have a different level of energy, you know? So you know this if you're an athlete. And you know this, you just, if you've, you know, just really seen a lot of consistent momentum and how much power is behind that, right? And so you go in stronger, more prepared, more equipped, more confident, which really gives you kind of the edge when you're looking at previous behaviors or when you're looking at your competition, right? So this is just a great way to get motivated and empowered and feel, you know, that kind of inertia, you know, that pulls you into continuing a behavior, especially when that behavior is life-giving. Now let's pause there. I would say that we really, really, really need help and inertia and accountability and all of the things when it comes to implementing healthy behaviors. I mean, we could talk all day about why it is so hard, okay? It's not just hard to change behavior, right? And I need to say, we're just talking about behaviors today. We're not talking about thoughts. We're not talking about feelings. We're not talking about the emotions. We're not talking about the nervous system. We're not talking about all of that. We're talking about changing behavior. That in of itself is just incredibly hard because we don't necessarily have that momentum working for us. And we might have a lot of underlying negative core beliefs that keep us from feeling that those positive shifts are sustainable long-term. Okay. I can speak for myself, but I can also speak for a lot of the clients I've worked with over the years. And when you have a ton of lived experience that says, yeah, you know, I'm just not the type of person that really sticks with things, you know, I need to say that that's a lie. And streaking is something that can really confront that limiting belief. Okay. And it can shift and change behaviors. And we need that inertia when it comes to, you know, positive life-giving things. And again, like, I don't know why it is. I mean, we could talk about the science behind it, but, you know, when it comes to the good things, you know, like the important things, the things that we know we feel better after we do, it is hard to get our bodies to engage in it. You know, there is a certain amount of dread and almost like dragging my body sometimes out of bed, sometimes into the gym, sometimes into the shower, sometimes into work. All of the things that I know light me up inside and give me the feel good. They give me the endorphins. They give me the things that help me thrive and live a life worth living. But there is resistance to engaging in life-giving activities, okay? We just experienced that. And that's why I want to say streaking is an important part of the process when you are trying to lean into consistent behavior change. When it comes to implementing healthy habits, there is so much science supporting the benefits of streaking. So how does that look when you are trying to implement new healthy habits? What does a streak look like? Okay. So I, over the years, have implemented several new behaviors and automated those new behaviors. And I started doing that by streaking. So I'll just name one. I'm looking at it right now. My water bottle, it's got 120 ounces in it. Okay. I started that streak with one day. Okay. Now I have a streak so far this year that is 81 days. Okay. And I believe that we are 82 days into the new year. And I start my streak on January 1 every year. I don't allow it to carry over from the previous year. I mean, you absolutely can. You can let that streak continue. I just feel like there is absolutely no way on planet Earth that I would continue to engage with this massive water bottle every day, really making a plan to consume all 120 ounces. There's no way that would happen if I wasn't logging it every day, if I wasn't being intentional about filling it up the night before, putting the lemon in it, closing the top, putting the water bottle by my bag that I have to grab on the way out the door, making sure that it sits next to me as I am working all day long, making sure it's in here with me right now. There is absolutely no way if I wasn't streaking that this would be happening right now. Okay. And the streak gives you momentum because my gosh, I've got 81 days on there. And I really hope that towards the end of the year, I've got at least 320 something days. Last year, I think I wound up with 300 and I don't know, it was 50 something, which is amazing. That's almost every day that I was able to consume the amount of water that I said that I wanted to. So I was checking that. I was checking that every day. Now, there are some other behaviors. I mean, you can choose any behavior to start streaking, right? Some are going to be more intense. Some are going to be more involved. Some are going to be more labor intensive. Some are going to require a lot of supports around them. But okay, this is one behavior, one healthy habit that I knew I needed to implement if I wanted to be my most vibrant and vital self. Right? So that was one thing that I did. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. What's another thing? Stretching. Okay. Stretching was huge for me. Okay. My, you know, menopausal self, you know, man, those joints were starting to hurt. It was getting painful to get out of bed. Stretching in the AM and the PM has been life changing for me. But I knew that if I wanted to keep it up, I would have to streak it. I would have to watch it. I would have to see those days build and build and build and be like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to miss a day now. Look at how well I'm doing. And that's what streaks cause. You know, they cause you to get motivated and inspired and feel a little bit more empowered moving into that next day, right? That's just, it's exciting. And there's so much science behind it. I just want to talk about streaking also being kind of a level of accountability. All right. This is what we call self-accountability. You're holding yourself accountable to the behaviors that you wanted to implement. Now, self-accountability is not going to work for all behavior changes, okay? We know the importance of community. We know the importance of supports, right? So, sometimes if you really want to support a healthy habit or a shift in behavior, you're going to need more than self-accountability. And streaking provides self-accountability, which is great. I mean, why not have both in place? I think it's so important. And when you have your streaking patterns and your new behaviors backed by a powerful, powerful why, there is, you know, no stopping that streak pattern, right? Because it's attached to something that is so important to you on an interpersonal level. It supports your integrity and your values, your passion, and your purpose. Okay. So when you attach a powerful why motivating a consistent streak, you've got so much inertia and momentum going into each day to support the new behaviors you're trying to implement. And this is just a powerful thing. I just did a quick Google right before I got on here, and what popped up first was Science America, January 1st, 2004. And it says, a streak can motivate you to keep up with behaviors. Yeah. And then you click on it, tons of science, statistics. Ashley Jensen, you know, is the second thing that popped up. And they said, how tracking and streaking helps establish habits and move towards your goals. Yeah. All this stuff, I mean, it's no surprise, came out in January when people are trying to implement new healthy change. But I'm here to tell you, today is the day. This moment is the moment. You can do a fresh start any day, any time, any minute, any second. It's time for a fresh start. It does not have to be at the new year. Now, our plan to recover journal is, you know, very thoughtfully done in quarters, because there's just so much science when it comes to how long it takes to automate new behaviors and how much brain chemistry and shifting and recovery can take place in a 90-day period. And that's why we have what some people might consider to be a quarterly journal, but it really is just 90 days from whatever day you get started. And there's just a ton of science backing what can happen to the brain within 90 days, really 30, 60, 90 when you're looking at habits. But when you're looking at automating it, that 90 days really makes a huge difference. So when you buy one of our journals, you're establishing three new behaviors, something that you either want to abstain from or cut out of your life, or something that you want to engage in and really make an active and consistent, sustainable part of your life. And you're tracking those every day and working towards those long-term streaks. All right. There's zero shame. There can be zero shame if something else comes up that day where that behavior isn't initiated. Okay. You still got the streak. You've still got however many days that you did where you did engage in it, you did prioritize it, you did choose you. Okay. And choosing you gets me to the next part of why I needed streaking to be part of the daily journaling practice for me personally and, you know, for our audience. But it's trust in self and building those love bonds between you and yourself. Trusting that the behaviors you choose to engage in are going to be refreshing, rejuvenating, life-giving, okay? And when you streak it, you are like representing on a daily basis the amount of love that you truly have for yourself, okay? I don't think there is much more importance in the world than truly knowing, appreciating, seeing, and loving yourself. That true self-worth is huge. And that is why we call this journal, okay, the journal to recovery, which is healing and self-discovery, because that is what this is about. And frankly, it's what every element of this journal will lead you to, and streaking being one of them. That daily streak for 90 days. Even if you don't engage in the behavior every 90 days, you can look back on it and be like, oh my gosh, I have more trust. I have more confidence. Okay, look at how many days I woke up and chose me. Look at how many times I said yes to me. It's huge. It's huge, and it's life-giving, and it's life-changing. It can allow you to start creating boundaries around time and space. Okay, it can allow you to actually pause and cut out time that is just devoted to you, right? We're going to get into that a little bit more as we move through this season when we start talking about AM routines and PM routines and how our streaking patterns and new healthy habits fall into that. So I'm excited. This is going to be a really, really great season, but I hope that you understand a little bit more about streaking and how, yes, it boosts dopamine, it gets you excited, it builds trust and bond, and it gives you so much momentum to continue to engage in your new healthy habits. So thanks so much, and we will see you same time, same place next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover Journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.